السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Germany loses a historic opportunity. Translated. On the 60th anniversary of establishing diplomatic relations with the Jewish entity, the Federal Republic of Germany is squandering its historic opportunity to liberate itself from the fabricated guilt toward the Jews. Instead, the oppression of the so-called quote-unquote supreme national interest, a pretext used to justify unconditional support for the Jewish entity, has reached a new peak with the declaration that supporting this entity is the quote-unquote core of German existence. After Friedrich Merz was elected as the 10th Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany, he stated in his government address on May 14, 2025, that relations with the Jewish entity are, quote, a miracle and a gift from the State of Israel, which we in the Federal Republic of Germany could not have hoped for. The existence and security of the State of Israel have been and will remain the supreme national interest of our state, end quote. 2 days prior, during his reception of the entity's president, Herzog, the chancellor expressed his gratitude and described the friendship between the Jewish entity and Germany as, quote, a great treasure that must be preserved after 80 years since the Holocaust committed by the Germans, end quote. The new foreign minister, Johann Wadephul, explained that this friendship is manifested in active support of the Zionist colonial policy in Palestine. He traveled to Tel Aviv immediately after taking office and declared, quote, the security of Israel is Germany's responsibility and the cornerstone of its foreign policy, end quote. His call for a ceasefire in Gaza does not stem from concern for the lives of the 2.1 million Palestinians threatened by airstrikes and starvation, but solely from a desire to ensure the continued existence of the Jewish entity. He stated, quote, I am not sure all of Israel's strategic objectives can be achieved in this manner, nor whether this serves Israel's long-term security. Therefore, we call for a return to serious negotiations on a ceasefire, end quote. The new federal government has not merely continued along the path of the quote-unquote supreme national interest, a concept coined by former Chancellor Angela Merkel and upheld by her successor Olaf Scholz. It has elevated it to a level of complete irrationality. In a post on the platform X, marketing the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations with the entity, Chancellor Merz expressed this obsession, saying, quote, the existence and security of Israel are rooted in the sense of our own existence, end quote. He also confirmed that Benjamin Netanyahu is welcome to visit Germany despite the arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. To that end, the Chancellor will find ways and means and will do everything in his power to avoid enforcing the ICC's ruling. This legal subversion, according to the legal expert Kai M. Voss, renders what is called international law an empty farce. These statements come despite the fact that the genocide in Gaza has triggered a global shift in perspective on the Palestinian issue. Open skepticism about the legitimacy of the Jewish entity is on the rise. The total destruction of civilian infrastructure, the starvation of millions, and the mass killing of the elderly women and children have blatantly exposed the brutal nature of this entity to global public opinion, and have also brought about a significant shift in German public sentiment. The concept of the quote-unquote supreme national interest, as defined by the government, has been publicly dismissed by prominent legal expert. Joachim Wieland has called it a concept contrary to legal freedoms. Kai M. Voss has described it as authoritarian and antithetical to the law. Marita Ewer has labeled it a political concept with no legal effect. And the scientific services of the Bundestag have categorized it as a mere political principle. Even Holocaust survivors have condemned the Jewish entity's war on Gaza as genocide. If there was a sense of guilt towards the entity embedded in the collective consciousness, it was broken by the event of October 7, 2023, and the subsequent massacres by the Jews in Gaza. Germany now has a historic opportunity to free itself from this eternal guilt toward the Jews and to draw the correct lessons from its own history. A genuine application of the principle, quote-unquote, never again, must mean taking a firm stand against the displacement and extermination of an entire people. It is political folly for the German government to continue down this misguided path. If it misses the historic opportunity to liberate itself from the yoke of the Jewish entity, it must be prepared for the consequences. If it continues to believe it is responsible for the entity's security, it will be held accountable. It is only a matter of time before the Islamic Ummah regains its political will and its capability to defend itself through Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate state, which will decisively dismantle the colonial system in the Near and Middle East. Is Germany ready to bear the responsibility for the crimes of the Jews on that day? This Quran is a notification for the people that they may be warned thereby. Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 52. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in German-speaking countries. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.